for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
To turn up tonight, and the Maggies are going to get the chockies. Here's a chance for a very late goal. Pow Pepper off target, minor score, siren sounds, formalities are done. Collingwood will bank the 4 points. 108 to 69. So in the end, it was a 39-point victory to the Maggies. First quarter, the Maggies, they led by 45 at quarter time. Port hit back 24 the margin at half time, back out to 40 at three quarter time, and then the ship stayed the same. 39 points, the final result. The Magpies showing the footballing world they are the real deal. Port Adelaide will go home with their tails between their legs. A disappointing performance by them. The Maggies far too good tonight. They win this Friday night blockbuster. It was a fizzer by 39 points. Collingwood forever. They know how to play the game. Side by side, they stick together to uphold the Magpies name. See the barricades are shouting as all barricades should. Oh, the premiership's a game. Brown, I don't know whether the premiership is a cakewalk, but it's got to be said, Collingwood should be there at the business end. They've got most bases covered, a couple of injuries out tonight. We saw the real emergence of Darcy Moore in the early part of this season. He dominated at centre-half back. Their forward line's powerful. They've got unbelievable options in the midfield. They're the real deal.
Yeah, they are, Chuck. It's probably just more their ball use and whether they can hone it down and refine it. I thought they overused the ball a little bit tonight and got themselves into pressure or under pressure more often than they should have, but they did what they needed to. They've won the game quite easily in the end, and for me, Port Adelaide were a little bit disappointing. They'll have to learn and go away, and they're a good team. They've improved, definitely, but probably not at the top echelon where we thought they might be.
We'll go to boundary side now because the broadcaster, Cameron Ling, I think, speaking with Darcy Moore.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Benny Reid, fantastic game tonight, mate. Well done.
Maybe
let's
not.
Let's hear it from the Magpies. Let's play the song.
I saw Cameron Ling speaking to Darcy Moore, but it was the Collingwood internal feed that was going on. So I tell you what we're going to do. We'll get a breakaway because the Maggies are going to stay out there for a little bit. We'll come back in the dressing rooms. Darren Parkin's head in the Collingwood rooms now. We'll take in all the colour and festivities of a Collingwood victory by 39 points. Back to wrap things up. A couple of highlights and a couple of post-match interviews where Collingwood tonight were too good for Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide leave the field with their heads bowed. They know they failed to deliver tonight on the big stage. The Maggies by 39 points on Live Breathe, K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with the K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Serve Solar, including installation.
Ah!
All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Serve Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
The sun doesn't need to be shining for solar to power your home. Even when it's overcast, solar will still give you power. City to Serve Solar are your renewable energy experts, helping you save money and the environment by switching to solar energy. Make hay while the sun shines and when it doesn't with City to Serve Solar. See the quality products on display at the region's interactive showroom, Essington Street, Grovedale. City2ServeSolar.com.au.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders, and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering, and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering, and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
We haven't had too much fun on Friday night. It's been a bit of a fizzer, but we're having a bit of fun in the break with the hyphenated names. And Heath Buck reckons we should have the hyphen round where all the commentators bring their mum's and dad's name to the box. And we had a couple of funny ones come out. We had Heath Buck Rogers, which was a
Buck
good one.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's Buck Murphy.
I know, sorry.
Mum will be listening. She'll be very disappointed.
Apologise to you, Mrs. Murphy. We're only joking there. Back with the footy, Collingwood are still on the ground. We're not going to head down to the rooms yet. They've got a little fella out there. There was a bit of a procession before the game, Benny. Do you know exactly what that is for?
Because yeah, I think it's a young fella who's come across from Western Australia. And
okay. And they're carrying him off, the young fella, which is... Look, we don't know exactly.
He's got the brain cancer.
Terminally ill young man. So, look, this is a moment. The Collingwood players are carrying this young man off. He's got the number 7 on his back. So Adam Treloar will be in there as well. And a lot of cameras flashing. So a lovely little touch just to end the game there for the young man that's come across from the West, a terminally ill young man. Obviously loves the Magpies, and I tell you what, that's one thing the footy clubs do really, really well. And one of the Cracker Boys, I think, was out there with him pre-match. So the Collingwood players eventually make their way off the field. And if you have been out on a Friday night, out with friends and family, and you're wondering, I wonder what happened at Marvel Stadium. Collingwood belted Port Adelaide, really. 15-18, 108 to Port Adelaide, 10-9, 69. Darren Parkin is down in the Collingwood dressing room, so we might go down there now and he can paint the picture of exactly what is going on. Come in, Dasher.
Yeah, good crowd down here in the rooms, as there always is when Collingwood's playing, but massive contingent on a Friday night, and the young fella standing in the huddle next to Scott Pendlebury and Adam Treloar at the moment. So it's fantastic to see. And the Maggies go 5-2 as they get ready to sing the song after a 40-point win.
Sort of song, I reckon, Dasher. You've teed up an interview. I think you're trying to tee up Steel Sidebottom, mate. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe we'll have him, subject to whether they sort of have a meeting straight away. I think we might be in business pretty soon, actually, so I'll let you know.
All right, let us know once you've got hold of Steel down in the dressing rooms, and we'll come back downstairs where Darren Parkin is taking in all the celebrations. We've said it probably throughout the last quarter how it was a bit of a Friday night fizzer, Cass, but a fizzer in the fact that we expected much more from Port Adelaide, Cass, and they just didn't turn up tonight.
Yeah, I mean, when you're trailing by 45 points, and we heard Kenny Hinckley say it was one of the few times they get a chance on Friday night, but, yeah, look, it was, they're 45 points down at quarter time. He's not the position I thought they would have thought they'd found themselves in.
No, very, very disappointing. Brownie, I mean, you're shaking your head a little bit throughout that last quarter that there was one quarter, the second quarter, where their work rate went up, their tackling pressure was good, and clearly the coaching staff had given them a fright quarter time, but then they came out after halftime and it sort of went back to how they were in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was just really that one quarter, like you mentioned, Chuck, that second quarter where the lift in intensity and urgency was really noticeable, and that got them back in the game. They kicked 5 in the second quarter.
They did, 5 goals to 1, yeah, Brownie.
They had a really good second quarter there, but just couldn't maintain it. Whether that is Collingwood stretching them, whether it's Port Adelaide just off their game, you know, it's a bloody hard gig to be up for 22 weeks or 23 weeks. You're going to have some downers, but now for Port Adelaide, it's how you respond next week. They got next week. They got Adelaide in a showdown at home, so that's a big one. They need to respond and show that they've learnt from tonight, and that it was just a 1 week effort rather than how they want to see their season pan out.
The next month, Port Adelaide, just having a look at it on my sheet here, Brownie, they've got the Crows, as you said, big, the Suns, the Hawks, and the Saints. There's no easy games, as we know, in this AFL competition. So Port will have to lick their wounds and come back against, you know, hostile over there next weekend. It always is the big one between the Crows and Port Adelaide. The Pies, on the other hand, Bucky, I know that you know this. Next time they come up, they've got your Blues at the MCG.
Next weekend.
So Collingwood, Carlton, we know traditional rivals there. Then St Kilda, the Swans. So we've got our two teams in a row, Bucky. The Swans at the SCG, who are certainly not playing at their best at the moment. And Fremantle at the MCG, that could be a tantalising one in a month's time.
And we know that Collingwood traditionally travel pretty well as well. So that trip to the SCG won't bother them at all.
Just look at the Port Adelaide side that ran out tonight. I mean, you're going to get fluctuations in form when you've got 11 players who have played less than 60 games.
Yep, and I think Kenny Hinkley, he's not an excuse maker, but he alluded to that pre-match about the inexperience in their side. Give us a few names you're talking about.
Well, please. Obviously, the youngsters they brought in, Butters, Rosie, were only playing their 7th game tonight. Dersma's another one. You look at Powell Pepper, he's only played 44 games. Burton's played 53. Todd Marshall just playing his 15th game tonight. Carl Amon's played his 45th game. Dougal Howard, mid-30s. Lineup playing his 8th game tonight. And Dan Houston just playing his 46th game tonight. So half the side had played less than 60 games.
And that was obviously Wingard, Pittard, Pollock release at the end of last year, Benny. So they've made a decision to bring some younger players in. It's been very successful so far at the start of the season. Yep. But tonight they were just a little bit off, those younger guys. They showed some signs. I mean, Rosie was okay at times, but relatively quiet. Butters really struggled to get involved in the game. Didn't have a stat in the first quarter, got a couple of handballs. And the other boy, Drew, was pretty quiet tonight with just 12 touches.
We're going to go straight back downstairs because Darren Parkin is with one of the Collingwood champions, Steel side bottom.
Certainly am. Steel, obviously, in the end, steadying. Dominant first quarter. Starting off with that, was that probably the best footy you've played for the year in isolation, that first term?
Yeah, it's probably right up there. We've had a few good starts to games, and then, as we've seen in that second quarter, we sort of... They were always going to lift as well after that, but probably let them back in a little bit. But to be able to steady again in the third quarter was pleasing.
We see Mason Cox wandering around in a moon boot, but it opened up for Ben Reid to play his first game for the year. Probably could have kicked 5 if the kicking boots were on, but a really pleasing display.
Yeah, it is, and I think we talk about blokes in our VFL just being ready when it's their turn. And I think we've won one game in the VFL, but we haven't played as well as what we like. But I think Reid is being one of the ones that can hold his head up, and he was ready when it was his chance, and I thought he played his role tonight.
Steele, Darren Berry upstairs alongside Lee Brown, Benny Cass and Heath Buck. Well done again on your performance. You racked them up again, Steele, but we normally say the game's won and lost in the midfield. Most commentators say that. We said tonight that your forward half was going to be dangerous. Stevenson 4, Jamie Elliott, great return for him with 3. Majacek did his job. And there's just so many options down forward in a different dynamic.
Yeah, there is. And we probably left a few out there as well, I think.
Yes.
I don't know how many points we ended
15,
up.
15-18 still.
Yeah, there you go. So probably missed some opportunities and, even getting other guys into the games, a few snaps or whatever. But, I think we've got a really good-looking forward line. We've got, a mixture of small and talls, and not only are they able to hit the scoreboard, but they can work the other way and put the defensive pressure on.
Steele, Lee Brown, well done on the win and well done on your season so far. On a personal note, you've been so consistent over a long period of time. What do you really aim to improve on when you go into each pre-season? And now going in, you're becoming one of the veterans in the team here. What do you do to keep improving your game?
I think probably the last year and a little bit this year, I've been able to play a little bit more in the midfield. So being able to be a little bit stronger over the footy, obviously clean hands. But, I think obviously no one's a perfect player, so my game can improve in all areas, but yeah, I suppose just being able to you know, play with the bigger bodies in there, and you know, train in the gym a little bit in the off season.
And one player who had a standout performance down back tonight, Darcy Moore. He's added a lot to this group, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been huge, and I think, you know, the first few years they didn't know whether to put him forward or back, but yeah, I think they might have found his spot, that's for sure.
What about the skipper? He just continues to go from strength to strength.
Yeah, I think, you know, when things aren't going well, you always look for your, you know, your skipper and your leaders to stand up. And, you know, there was times tonight and, you know, in previous weeks that we always looked at Pendles and, you know, more often than not, he doesn't let us down. So, yeah, another outstanding performance by himself.
So Friday night footy still, it's done for the weekend. What's on for you?
What's on for me? I'm going to actually head and watch Eltham, I think, tomorrow. Brett McCaffrey plays there, and a good mate of mine, Adam Oxley. So I might head out there and hopefully watch them boys have a win.
Steele, obviously you get some high-profile players, and Collingwood always attracts plenty of media attention. But Langdon and Maynard across half-back, probably not the sexiest players, but geez, they're efficient. True. And they just go from strength to strength.
Yeah, you're right. And when you never see, you know, one of them blokes ever shirk a contest, they're both, you know, hard as cat's heads, and you know, I think each players, you know, they complement each other in different ways, and you know, similar to our forwards, we've got a good mix down there at the minute.
Steele, I know I've heard you speak many times, you're not going to be disparaging of the opposition, but we built this up tonight up here. We thought the first quarter was going to be really hot and hostile. It was from Collingwood's point of view. We were a little bit disappointed in Port Adelaide. I don't expect you to say that, but did you guys think that the heat was going to be hotter in the kitchen than perhaps it was?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they love to play, you know, quick footy in this game, probably you know, suited that a little bit, and they obviously had a little bit more to play for with Boakey's, you know, 250th game. So for us to be able to come out, we talked about, you know, obviously being able to start well, but just that first 5 minutes, and you know, I thought the boys were fantastic.
Still, how long does it take you to wind down after a night game? Some guys talk about still being up at 3 a.m. Do you just, how do you go?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I think Big Ruffy's up till 3 or 4, but usually by the time I get home, I fall asleep on the couch and then mosey on into bed whenever I'm ready.
Steele, thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. Well done. Friday night action, you got it done again. The Magpies moving along nicely at the moment. So we wish you all the best for the remainder of the season.
Beauty. Thanks, boys.
Steele Sidebottom, one of the true champs down there. Just a quietly spoken, quiet achiever. But, gee, when the going gets tough, he's there always. And I just love the way he goes about his footy, Brownie.
Yeah, he's a champion of this footy club. He has been for a long time. Very consistent, Chuck. He very rarely has a bad game, and it's all built off the back of a high work rate. He's an elite runner, always has been, and he uses that up and down the wing very well. And we heard him mention Ben Reid, his form. It's a real luxury, isn't it, to have that sort of player sitting in your VFL, building up some form, you know, hitting the scoreboard there, having some consistent weeks, and then being able to bring him in, you know, chock full of confidence and, you know, getting the job done rather than rushing him in and, you know, having him underdone. It's a fantastic luxury.
The good thing for Sidebottom is he's doing it on one wing, and he's got Phillips performing a similar sort of role, perhaps not quite to the level of Sidebottom just yet, but he's got performing the same role on the other wing. I mean, they've had, just looking at those stats there, they've had 60 touches between them off a wing, Phillips and Sidebottom. It's a real weapon if you've got blokes who've got work rates as high as they. Just to finish that point, Chuck, about the games played, Collingwood only had 4 players
under
who'd played less than 60 games. And obviously, one of those is Callum Brown playing his 18th game. Stevenson playing his 33rd game. Tom Phillips, still under 60 games, but he's played 57 games. And the other one is Majacek, who's a mature age player, who's playing his 23rd game. So when you stack up the fact that it was 11 players under 60 compared to 4, it always is going to... You tend to lean with the side that's obviously got the experience.
Brownie, has Jeremy Howe's game changed this year? Has he become more of a lockdown defender?
It's changed, Bucky, I think, for the mere fact that I reckon he's not as confident.
Okay.
I reckon he's butchering the ball by foot, which has been a real strength. And
just doesn't seem to be winning as much as the ball or taking.
Yeah, he had an interrupted pre-season, and he came in for the last JLT game from memory, and I reckon he had 3 kicks and they all missed the side of the barn. And then round 1 he did something similar. Round 2 he started to gather a little bit of momentum, but it hasn't been as flashy, I don't reckon. He's been a bit more dour. So, yeah, he's one that I think will get better as the season goes on due to the fact that he had a very, very limited pre-season.
Lee Brown, thanks for your work tonight. We're not quite done because we've got to just have a little look, if we could, Bucky, at some Kerr's higher stats and maybe a couple of highlights before we close out the Hamlin Hanger and the goal.
I think we have to go to the... We're not having another break?
Can we have a look at the Kerr's
higher... Yeah, we can have the Kerr's higher.
Kerr's higher stats, please, okay. First.
86 disposals more, dominated the Pies in that area. 441 touches they had, 35 more marks, 13 more inside 50s, 58 to 45, 25 more contested possessions and 13 more tackles. Port actually won the clearances by four. I thought Ryder actually held his own in the ruck against Grundy. Particularly after quarter time. Grundy won 22 disposals, but I didn't think he was a dominant force in this game. Individually, Pendlebury 36, 35 to Treloar and a goal, 31 to Phillips. It was great early. It wasn't as effective after half time. Chris 29 racks him up. Sidebottom 29 and a goal. 27 to Maynard, one of the best games I reckon I've seen him play. 6 marks. Langdon, excellent, 8 marks, 24 touches. Grundy 22 and 3 marks. Darcy Moore 7 grabs, 5 of those intercept and 21 touches. Greenwood 21, 20 to Beams and a goal. 3 goals, 1 to Jamie Elliott, 18 disposals and 8 marks, and 4 goals, 2 to Jaden Stevenson, 14 touches and 6 marks. Jordan DeGoey, 1 goal, 3 was off target tonight, 7 marks and 15 touches. The best for Port in his 250th game, Travis Boak tried all night with 32 disposals and a goal. Westhoff was really good, 8 marks, 29 touches and 1 goal, 3. Wines worked his way into the game, but wasn't all influential this evening. That was still found at 28 times. Rockcliffe 22, Byrne Jones 20. A crowd in the end, Chuck. We got a crowd of 37,559. Saw Collingwood 15-18, 108 defeat Port 10-9-69.
Thanks, Bucky, for Kerr's Hire. The stat sheet comprehensive as always. We're into the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, Signature Homes, award-winning Geelong builder, specialising in custom-designed homes, 400,000 up to 1 million. That's your sort of range at the top end there, Benny Cass, and Bucky and I just doing the little lower end at 400,000. But Signature Homes for fifth quarter action. We're going to get our final breakaway. In fact, we're going to come back. Brownie's got a job to do. He's got to select the Steamatic standout player. Bucky's going to give us some highlights, and then Benny and I are just going to try and get Byrne Howell's name right, or maybe Byrne Jones is his correct name. We'll get that right, and Bucky's going to get Pepper Powell right, and then we'll sign off. Don't forget, tomorrow, Hawthorne and Melbourne on K-Rock Footy. That should be a goodie. And Sunday afternoon, Geelong against Essendon. An absolute cracker. Our final break, back to wrap things up from Marvel Stadium, where the Magpies were far too good tonight. They won by 39 points on Live Breathe K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation.
Ah!
All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialist. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Whatever you need.
to get things done. Goddings, get things done.
Get serious about construction. Goddings stocks the full range of Kubota excavators. 1 to 8 ton in zero swing conventional models. Goddings also stock compact track loaders, wheeled loaders, and all the attachments required to get the job done. Kubota, high performance, durability, and reliability. And Goddings gives you complete after-sale service with on-site backup you can rely on.
Goddings, get things done. Goddings, get things done.
Goddings.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Fifth quarter of footy on K-Rock, thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Don't panic, Brownie. Call Steamatic. We need you to tell us, in your opinion, who was the standout Steamatic player of the evening?
Darcy Moore for me, boys. He had a fantastic night. Bucky went through his stats earlier, but just the way he read the ball, backed himself, cut it off. He took some really strong intercept marks as well. Just liking how his season's building, and tonight was another fantastic effort from Darcy.
Just watching Wandering Brian down in the rooms, just invading everyone's space. He's gone to speak to the nutritionist about what she's serving up after match. Brian, so, I mean, it's not sort of like the gallivanting cassometer from last weekend on K-Rock Footy, is it?
Nothing like that. That was unbelievable radio last week.
That was gold. Brownie's given Darcy Moore the Steamatic standout. Old Hal, what was it, Hal Chow, whatever, what are we, Bucky, you started with?
Lee Howe.
Lee Howe, Ling Ming, he's forgotten it. He's forgotten
it. He can't remember Lee Howe. How Lee to Howe. Say hello.
Bucky, don't worry Chinese. About the knee, Howe, you've forgotten it.
I wrote it down.
Just give us a couple of highlights of the night.
Oh, well, we'll do that Darren Berry Webb. the Mark, the Hamlin Mark, Jesus, of the Knights goes to Benny's favourite player, Dougal Howard, in the 20-minute mark of the second quarter.
And he, but oh, there's a Hamlin hanger as we're talking about the kick. And I reckon Doogie Howes has gone over the top of the medical centre, pulled down a hanger. Didn't do a lot tonight, Bucky, but that was one thing that he did do well.
Yeah, goal of the evening in the third quarter to Adam Treloar, who picked up the 35 touches and kicked the one goal. This was a great goal in the pocket. At the Coventry end, he was slung and got the ball on his right boot, and that went right through the middle for the goal of the evening.
Knocks it to the front of the pack. Treloar this time, snapping ball! Tell you what, we've just seen the goal of the night. Treloar under heavy attention. That was a beauty, that one, Bucky.
Oh, great
goal. Slung as he sort of kicked, yep. and the sling around just swung him nicely.
It was a great goal.
Bucky, I'm going to let you go home. I know you've had a big week. You've only got back from China this afternoon. You've come straight to work. A fine effort. You
he's
found...
found his Chinese hello.
I reckon he's going over.
How do we
a bit
say
of...
goodbye?
Shishi.
Shishi. Is that right?
Yeah,
have you made that up?
That's shishi.
I reckon you need to go home for a bit of shishi. Something you need to do. Brownie, thanks for your time again tonight. We didn't get a cracker on Friday night, but we've seen the Maggies again show how dominant they can be in 2019.
Thanks, Chuck. They're tracking well, aren't they? So hopefully Port Adelaide can bounce back in a showdown next week.
Lee Brown for Goddings tonight in special comments and my co-commentator tonight. Yep. Benny Cass, just tell
Good
us
work.
What time on air tomorrow, Cass.
Yeah, on air at 12. So we'll have Brendan McCartney to talk about the Demons' woes. And be talking to Hawthorn assistant coach Scotty Burns pre-game. So get some insight into the Hawks and the D's before they do battle at 1:45. And then 2 o'clock on air on Sunday for the Essendon v Geelong game. Hopefully talking to, I think, Matthew Knight, Geelong midfield coach, pre-game.
To all our callers pre-match, we appreciate your input into our program tonight. I know it wasn't a belting game, but Collingwood fans tuning in, I'm sure they would have enjoyed it. Collingwood get the Chockies by 39. Thanks to Bryza back in the studio for pushing all the buttons and keep us on track. And Davey Knott upstairs here, who's directed traffic. Darren Parkin has just made his way up from boundary side. He did a great job for Petters at boundary tonight. And he had a fair bit of action with the St John of God emergency department. So in the end tonight at Marvel Stadium in front of 37,000 people, Collingwood 15-18, 108, prevailed by 39 points. points over Port Adelaide, who it's got to be said were disappointing. 10-9. 69. Onwards and up for the Magpies. Port Adelaide to lick their wounds. Big weekend coming up on K-Rock Footy. Hope you've enjoyed it all tonight, fellas, on
K-Rock Footy.
Elliot kicks another goal for Collingwood, and they are really making a break here on Port Adelaide in the opening term. Maybe a second effort. Stevenson snaps with the left boot. Boris's boy gets the first one on the board for the Magpies. Good story of Majacek, who did his yards in the VFL, gets an opportunity and taking it with both hands, and he snaps an absolute beauty. It's the goal of the day so far, or the goal of the evening at Marvel Stadium.
Top of the square again. Elliott's got his second. Goodness me, it was a scrappy passage. Ball fired in. Attack though by Howe. Oh, big tackle by Ryder. Dumped Howe, and that's hold the ball. So Ryder trying to lift his team. That was a big bone crunching tackle. Just four goals on the year thus far for Sam Powell Pepper. He comes in. He has hit it pretty well. He's hit it very well. He liked it. Will he just try and hoist a long thing? He does. Nice, it was kick. A casual effort. He hit it well. He hit that very well.
What a kick.
Timing was superb. Minimal effort. Efficiency off the boot.
And he but oh, there's a Hamlin hanger as we're talking about the kick. And I reckon Doogie House has gone over the top of the medical centre. Pulled down a hanger.
The Pies will go forward off the boot of Pendlebury. DeGoey! Hamlin hanger contender from DeGoey. Just worked Cleary under the ball. Gives to Drew. Drew's tackle. He's been quiet. He's out holding the ball. Adams. His hand passed straight to Rosie though. Rosie round the corner. Rosie round the corner. Goal of the night contender. Sweeps. Goes to DeGoey. A one-on-one with Cleary. DeGoey out the back. DeGoey kept his feet. DeGoey will run into the open goal. And he'll kick it 77 rows back.
Knocks it to the front of the pack. Treloar this time. Snapping ball. Tell you what, we've just seen the goal of the night. Treloar under heavy attention. 45 metres out. Drop punts on its way. It's a nice looking kick. It's a beauty. Collingwood lead by 52 points.
Wonky ball inside 50. Gray out the back, tried to work Greenwood under it.
Well done.
Good tackle by Westhoff. Back to Gray, who should kick a goal, and he does. Great that play. Was well worked by Westhoff, the big man.
Come out, long ball. Oh. Good mark by your man, the athletic Darcy. Well, he went back with the flight of it, turned his left shoulder and took a beautiful mark at centre-half back.
Easy gun. Now he kicks it outside 50. They fly. Oh, there's a Hamlin hanger contender from Howe. It won't be his best. In fact, it'll probably rank about 174th on his specky list.
To turn up tonight, and the Maggies are going to get the chockies. Here's a chance for a very late goal. Powell Pepper off target. Minor score. Siren sounds. Formalities are done. Collingwood will bank the 4 points. 108 to 69. So in the end, it was a 39-point victory to the Maggies.
Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.